Okay, let's begin our discussion of Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Vav, and we are on Nun Hey Amar Beis. We'll start with the Mishnah of Hamagadev. So we are in Perek Arba Misas. Remember the context. We started back on Daf Mem Beis. We started Nigmar Adin. We spoke about Skila first, and then we went into Daf Mem Tes, Arba Misas, and we got into the other three, Sreifa, Herig, and Chenek, as we described them. And then a couple of days ago, the Dafim started to get into the each of the Dalan Misos and what which Averos one is Chaya for with the Dalan Misos. We started with Eluhin Haneskalin on Daf Nun Gimel, and we got into more Habala Zachar, Ala Behem. And now we're up to Megadev. Megadev is the next one that is Chayiv Skila. So it says the, remember we had Megadev was one of the unique ones. We mentioned that there's a machlokas about Kolan Eskalim Nitlin, and or do we say just Megadev and Ovid Avodah Zarah? So either way, the Gemara says now the Mishnah gets into Megadev. So Ha Megadev says the Mishnah, says the Mishnah, Megadev is not chayev unless he explicates the name of God. Shiafaresh es Hashem. Rashi says, Sheyizkar es Hashem, that he mentions Hashem's name. He mentioned God's name. You have to explicate, Rahman al-Islam, somebody who curses God. You can't just say, he, right? It has to be explicated. Shiafaresh es Hashem. Amr Reb Shua ben Karcha, and we'll get into exactly, Reb Shua ben Karcha will tell us how do the Edim repeat exactly what happened, because this is right one of the only times usually the Edom say something happened, so there's no downside, there's no risk factor. So and so, Reuven killed Shimon. Okay, that's terrible, but there's nothing about the content of the words. But to repeat the curse, these people curse God, and repeating exactly what was said, that itself is terrible. So we don't want to repeat it, so we'll get to exactly how it was repeated. But there is a machlokas rishonim. Which name are we talking about here? Achi Yifaresh es Hashem. We know Hashem has many names. Names that are called actual names, names that are called not nicknames, but names that are somewhat associated, but not actually. There are names of Hashem that are talk about his midos. Right? There are many different names of Hashem that are discussed in our context. So if we look in the Rambam in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, says the Rambam, Eluhain Dine Hamagadev. These are the laws of Megadev. In Megadev Chayef Skila Ad Sheyifares as Hashem Hamiyuchad Shel Arba Osios Shehu Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Says the Rambam, one is not Chayef unless one is Mefarish the name of Hashem, and the one that he says is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. That's the name of Hashem referred to. V'yivarech oso b'shem and Hashem Oshen and Nimchakin. We'll get back to that part. But then the Rambam says V'yesh Bishem Mefarish Sheino Chayef Ella Al Shem Yud Hey Vavav Hey Yudke Vavke. So the Rambam says Adnus, and then he says Yudke Vavke Vani Omer Shal Shnei Amuniskal. The Rambam quotes two opinions, pretty unusual, and then he says, and I agree to both. I think both Yudke Vavke or Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, both of those are actual considered Shem Hashem, and one is Chayiv for either of those. If one curses a different name of God like Elohim or Shakai or Shalom or any of those, one is not Chayiv Misa in terms of Megadev. That is what the Mishnah means. There might be Yisurim, there might be other Lavim, but one is not Chayiv. Ask the Brisker Rav on this Rambam, well, which is it? Is it Yudke Vavke? Is it Aleph Dalet Nun Yud? There's only one Shem. But the Rambam says both of those work. And the Meiri, if you look here, summarizes all the different opinions in his classic way. Yeshapirshu, without quoting names. Yeshapirshu, says the Meiri, Shem HaMiyuchad, B'Shem HaMiyuchad. Rav Shlomo Yud Kei Vav Kei, we'll get to the added edition in the Gemara. The Yesh Befarshim, Shekal, Shekilo, Shem HaMiyuchad, B'Shem and Hashem, Moshinim Chakam, Gamki Niskal. Vavdoli HaMachabrim, he quotes all different opinions. Which name of Hashem? But the Brisker Rav says, right here on the Rambam, in the Grizal Rambam, that the Adnus and Yudke Vavke is really the same shame. It's what we would call one's a Kri, one's a Ksiv. Right? One is how to read it, one is how to write it. But even if Aleph Dalet Nun Yud might be written, but again, once that gets the status of the Kriya, the shame Kriya, then that is considered a name. That's based on the Gemara Kiddushin, Daf Ayin Aleph. Zeshmi v'zezechri. Lo kish'ani nechtav, ani nikra. Hashem says, Kav Yochol, I am not read as I am written. Nechtav ani, right? V'nikra, ba'al, ba'yukevavke, v'nikra, ba'alav da'alav nun yud. meaning da kriya shel adnus hi gam kriya al shem shel havaya. V'yimkein after etzem hashem shel adnus lav shem hamiyuchatu. Even though alef dalet nun yud, you might say, is not the inherent yudke vavke. Aval akalpanim hare bazeh shepirish la hashem da adnus mikri shepirish gam la shem hamiyuchad shezui kriyaso. There's a connection between the two, and he goes a little further into that. But again, that is important. We'll have to get back to this maybe later on when we speak about pronouncing Hashem's name. And the Gemara is in Masechah Shavuos that talks about a Shavua in Hashem's name. That's where a lot of the Rishonim are. But this is the Rambam, at least says here, when we talk about Shem Hashem for Megadef, right, that is either Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, or Yud Kei, or Yud Kei Vav Kei. If you look in the Yad Ramah, he quotes an opinion, just Yud Kei Vav Kei. Right, that's the a different opinion. Okay, but either way, that's the first line. So Megadef is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. We'll get more about Shem Osef Hashem and Hashem soon. But now, continuing the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. B'chol yom danin asa'edim b'kinoi. When the Bezdin is being nosev and otein, and checking the Edim, and doing all their bedikos, and Drisha v'chakira, they do not have the Edim keep repeating the shame of Hashem, and the gidduf that took place. What happens? Danin asa'edim b'kinoi. Kinoi here does not mean what kinuyim mean, as we'll get to Hashem a little later on the page, kinuyim of Shem Hashem, right? There are different levels. Elokim, Rachum, Chanun, right? There's a different type of kinuy. Rashi says later on the daf that kinuy here just means we pick a symbolic word that reflects, that reminds us of Shem Hashem, but it doesn't mean anything about kinuyi Hashem. For example, Yake Yosi es Yosi. We say yakeh means to hit or to curse. So the Edim repeat that we heard so-and-so say that God should curse God. Right? But Yosi is four letters. That's why also we use it, because it's Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. And Rashi says it's a gematria. It's not just four letters, says Rashi on the fifth skinny line. Ulahachi nakad Yosi es Yosi. Dereb dalet osios ika kashem ben arba osios. Number one. Denochayv el al shem hamiyuchad. Right, like we just said before. Dahainu shem ben arba osios. He might be alluding to that Yad Ramah. Not unclear if he says Yud Kei Vav Kei and Adnus. And then he adds, umishum. Decheshbono shel Yosi kecheshbono shel Elokim. Right, even though Elokim is not the name we're talking about, but Yosi has the gematria of Elokim, it works out, and that's why it says Yosi, as Yosi, we pick that one. So that's what we repeat when the Edim and the Dayanim are discussing it. But Nigmar Hadin, but once you're up to Gemar Din, Lo Hargin Bikinu, you can't kill the Edim based on just this Yosi. Yosi as Yosi, Ella, Motzien, Kol Adam Lachutz, but what do you do? Why can't you kill him with the Kinui? Because you have to know exactly what was said. Maybe they heard literally Yosi es Yosi, right, as a symbol. The Meiri says you can't kill them just based on the, even though there's a downside, even though you're going to repeat the terrible words that were said, but still you can't kill somebody based on that. Shema mitoch, lo haya hargan bekinu, he says the Meiri. Shema kachaya, kemo sheme idim, umitoch sina amrukach, v'sover mikol makom, lo sheker he'adnu. These two people heard him say Yosi es Yosi, and they want to get this guy in trouble, so they go to Bezdin and say Yosi es Yosi, and that's all the person said. And they'll say, well, we weren't lying, right? So it could be, among other chashos. So that is why, at the time of Gemar Din, Nigmar Hadin lo hargin bekinui, Ella, what they do, Motzin kol adam lachutz, everyone goes outside, v'sho'alinus, everyone else who was in the courtroom, v'sho'alinus agaldo shebeinehen, v'omer lo emor ma sheshamata. Tell us exactly what you heard. Beferish. Vehu Omer, and he says Vahadayanim Omdim al Raglehem, and the Dayanim are Omed al Raglehem. They stand up. We'll get to that in the Gemara. Why they have to stand up? Vikarin, and they tear their begadim. They tear their begadim below Ma'achin, and they do not sew it back up. Right, which is a serious kriya. We know from Hilchas Avelus, right? Certain Avelim, certain kriyas can be mitache, can be sewed up again, and this cannot be misache. Vasheni Omer Afani Kamo. Vashlishi Omer Afani Kamo. The second and the third one do not have to repeat it. Beferish, one time is enough, and that is all we need. Period. So that is what happens in the court by Megadef. Gemara Tana Achi Yavarech. Shame b'shame. Now we get to another halacha. Not only, as the Mishnah said, do we need the name of God that is cursed to be Shem Havaya, but one needs to violate the full Isra Magadif, one needs to use Shem Hashem twice, so to speak. Right? That God should curse God. Again, we're saying those words just to explicate the, and to explain the Gemara. Even though we always like to use the euphemism of Bircha, Bircha Hashem. But as Yivarach Shem Hashem, Shem B'Shem, one has to use two names, so to speak. Shem B'Shem, right? Like we said in the Mishnah, Yake Yosi Es Yosi, right? Rashi, Yikalel Shem Pluni Es Shem Ploni. Right, the Shem Ploni, the Shem Hashem Ploni, should curse the Shem Hashem Ploni. So which is needed for the Misbarech and which is needed for the Mivarech? That's what the Rambam noted before. For the Misbarech, it has to be either Yudke Vavke or Alav Dalanun Yud. That's the Misbarech, the one getting cursed. For the Mivarech, there's more flexibility. Even Shem Oshen and Nimchakim, even other ones, are allowed to be used for the Mivarech, even if it's not the Misbarech. That's the Rambam here, again in Perek Beis, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Halacha Zayin, says the Rambam, Ein Magadiv Chayef Skila, Ashi Yifarish, Hashem HaMiyuchat, Shal Arba Osio, Shu Alav Dala Nun Yud, V'Yivarech Oso, B'Shem Min Hashem Oshen and Nimchakim. And I could use any of the Shemosh, She'en and Nimchakim. What are the Shemosh, She'en and Nimchakim? So for that, we have to look back to Hilchos Yisod HaTorah. Hilchos Yisod HaTorah, the Rambam writes in Perek Vav, getting into the Isser of destroying Hashem's name. We'll get to that about Hashem soon. Kol ma'abed She'en HaShemos HaKadoshim HaTahorim She'nikrem and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lokim and HaTorah. Right, this gets into the issue of Geniza, what's considered Shemus, what has to be buried, which we're not going to get into now. But the root of that starts with Shem Hashem. An expansion of that becomes Divrei Torah. But the root is Shem Hashem. One is not allowed to destroy Hashem's name. And if one destroys one of the Shemos HaKadoshim, HaTahorim, the Rambam says both words, so Lokem Malchus, Shehareyu Omer, V'Avodah Zarah, V'Ibadetem Es Hashem Shema Min HaMakom Ahu, Lo Sasun Kein L'Hashem Elokeichem. Destroy Avodah Zarah, don't do that to Hashem. Interesting, Makar. What's that the Makar? But then the Rambam says, V'Shiva Shemosein. There are seven names of God that are included in this Isser. Hashem Shenechtav Yudhe Vavke Vahu Hashem Hamaforash. That is the explicit name. O Hanechtav Alav Dal Nun Yud. Right? Or Alav Dal Nun Yud Vekel Veeloka Veelokim Veeke Veshakai Vitzvakos. Kala Moche Gafilu Os Achas Mishiva Shemos Elu Loke. Right? Those are the names. Right, what Rachum, Chanun, Shalom, all of those, that's another level down. Kinuyim, those are another level down, but these are the names. Then the Rambam gets into a fascinating discussion, which is based on Gemara's elsewhere in Masechta Shavuos. What about prefixes and suffixes of Shemos of Hashem? Do those letters take on the status of the word or not? And the Rambam, and also a machalik between a prefix and a suffix. Prefix does not have full kedusha. It's before the word. Didn't get to the word. But once you have the word, a suffix, right? So then that could get the status, right? Difference. Kol ha-nitfal l'shem milafanav mutu l'machko kimo lamid milashem ubeiz me belokim v'chayotzi behem einan kikdushas Hashem v'chol ha-nitfal l'shem me'acharav kigon kaf shel elokecha v'kaf mi mem shel elokechem einan nimchakim v'harehen kishar osios Shel Hashem, Mipnei Shehashem, Mikadshon. The name sanctifies them as a suffix. V'yavo bishin is kadshu, v'yasu lamochkan, hamochka gelu ha'osios. And it follows, eino loke. Avo makros l'makas mardus. Very, gotta figure out exactly what the Rama means. It's included in the Yisr, v'yongi get makas mardus, different levels. You have the Shema Meforash, and then you have the Shemo Shedin Nimchakim, and then you have the suffixes, Shev, Shemos, Shein, Chakim, all these different levels of the Rambam. And then you might have the other Shemos the Rambam talks about later. And he gets into Kol HaShemos, Hamuros, Ba'Avraham, Kodesh. Talks about it later. I'm not going to look for it right now. Where the other names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the nicknames, the Kinuyim. But any of those, of those seven names could be used for the Mivarech. The Misbarech, the Rambam said, has to be Yudke Vavke or Alav Dal Nun Yud. Good. Right. The Ran also talks about here about Chilukim between different types of names. What's needed this is all what's needed for full Misa, Megadev. But maybe even less than that one would get Malkus for. The Ran says, Achivarech Shem B'Shem, Nireh Shel Inyan Kriya. If one hears a Shem Hashem that is cursed, and one has to tear their clothing, Eino Tzorach Shem B'Shem. You don't need this. Shari aflinyin misa shel b'nei noach amru b'salmach to lo b'inan shem b'shem. V'chei nirash aflinyin malkas yinot zorach shei shem b'shem. This rule of shem b'shem is only for the full-blown isser of megadef with a chi of misa of skila. But for the lo saaseh, the Ron says, or the chi of kriya, when one hears it, one doesn't need that. Again, there are different levels, Rachman al-Islan, of this isser. We continue. Minani mili. So how do we know what's the source? Actually, yivarech shame b'shem. They have to curse God's name with God's name. Amar Shmuel, d'amar kra, v'nokev shame v'gomer. B'nokvo shame yumas. Nokev, to explicate God's name, and it says it twice in the pasuk by megadif, right? Shame and shame. Mimai d'hai nokev lishta debruchehu. How do you know that word nokev means to curse? Right? Maybe it means something else, as we'll see. Answer, d'chsiv, because Bilam used that lashon. Ma'ekov la'kavo kel, u'ma'ezem lo'zom Hashem. There the context is cursing. So you see the word ekov means curse. V'yazharte me'hacha Elohim lo'sikalel. And the azhara is from back in Shmos, do not curse the judges, and we say that also means do not curse Hashem. Let's continue, and then we'll comment on these lines. V'yema mivrazu. What do you mean? Maybe I have another translation of nokev. Maybe it means to puncture, to make a hole in. Linkov, the word nekev. Dichsiv, a yikov, char, bedalto. So vasar de mehacha. And then this it would be physically destroying God's name, as we just discussed, vibatim eshamam. And the losas it would be vibatim eshamam, losas, okay, l'shem lokechem. So nokev, maybe it also means to puncture and to cut. Be'inan shame b'shem b'leka. No, but you know you need benokev shame, you needed to do shame b'shem. And puncturing, you don't get a shame b'shem, right? Use a knife to just cut Hashem's name. Maybe you're only chayev. It does mean puncturing. But it means you have to put one shame Hashem on top of another shame Hashem. Ubazalu, and just cut through both of them. Maybe that's what shame b'shem would mean. Says the Gemara, no. Hahu nokev v'chozev nokevu. That's not being nokev with a shame Hashem on another shame Hashem. That's just puncturing two shemos of Hashem. If you have two names of Hashem on top of each other, so that won't work. Maybe the only isser is when it does mean puncturing. It means you write the name of God on a knife, on a very sharp instrument, and then cut the other name of Hashem with that. Isn't that shame b'shem? Says the Gemara, no. Hahu churfa desakinu hu dekabaza. No, there the knife is cutting. You happen to have written the name of God on the knife, but near the knife is cutting. So therefore, it has to mean nokev. It has to mean cursing God's name. It can't mean puncturing. Good. Two points. Actually, we'll start with one. The Vilna Gaon. I haven't mentioned this in a while. The Vilna Gaon on that pasuk of Ma Ekov Lo Kav Akel Ma Ezem Lo Zom Hashem. It's the Gra. The Gra in the Kol Eliyahu quotes a Medrash Pliya. Medrash Pliya on that pasuk. On Ma'ekov l'kabokel. Well, he starts off with, his comment is on the pasuk when Bilam says, Lo ucha la'avar es pi Hashem elokai la'asos k'tana o g'dola. I can't violate the word of God. As we have mentioned, the words of Bilam in the Torah Shebichsav, if we just read the Torah Shebichsav without Chazal, seems like he's telling them, I'm not in control, Hashem's in control. And then he keeps going. That was the problem. But his lashon is, I can't do anything against God to say anything small or big. So ask the Gra, if he can't say anything small, obviously he can't say anything big. So what does it mean, I can't say anything small or big? And again, it's on the pasuk of, I can't say anything to violate Pi Hashem Elokai La'asos K'tano Gdola. So, number question one. Question two, the Medrash says, Fayasam Hashem Davar B'fi Bilam, Hashem puts words in Bilam's mouth, Machlokes. Chad Amar Chika, V'chad Amar Resen. There are two types of muzzles. And there are 2 days about what type of muzzle Hashem put on Bilam. One says, Chika, hadu dechsiv, ma'ekov lo'kavo kel, our pasuk, v'chana ma'resen, ma'ezom lo'zom Hashem. This medrash is stumim ma'od, is very closed up to us. What is the medrash talking about? Quoting these psukim and two types of muzzles, says the Gra. There's a difference between the two types of muzzles, resin and chika. One type of muzzle is it closes the animal's mouth and doesn't let the animal put anything out of the mouth. The tongue, the teeth, just closes the mouth. That's one type of muzzle. The other type of muzzle is that it puts pressure on the animal's mouth so that the tongue sticks out for whatever reason. That's another type of muzzle. And the animal's forced to stick out its tongue. Another type of muzzle. We know there's an isser to muzzle one's animals. But, says the grub, that's what's going on here. Ma'amarchada, ma'amarchada, v'lo pligi. Why? Because Bilam wanted to curse the Jews. And therefore, he wanted to use the names of Hashem of Midos Hadin, not Midos Harachamim. And therefore, says the Grub, he wanted to say Elokim, because that's Midas Hadin. He didn't want to say Kel, which is Midas Harachamim. He wanted to say Ka, which is Midas Hadin. He didn't want to say Yudke Vavke, which is Midas Harachamim. Kadosh Baruch Hu flipped and forced him in both places. He says, Shem Elokim Mor Al Din, V'tchilaso Kel Hu Midas Hachesed. V'Hashem Havayi Hu Rachamim, V'tchilaso Mor Al Din. V'ni Bilam Ratzol Or Midas Hadin. V'askiru Shem Osam Mor Al Din. But Hashem, what did he do? He wanted to say the word Elohim, and Hashem closed his mouth. He couldn't finish it. He just said Kel. And that's Mo'ekov Lokabo Kel. And then the next one, he wanted to say Yudke, and Hashem forced him to continue to say Yudke Vavke. Mo'ezom Ozoam Hashem. That's Gedola Oktana. I wanted to say a small name of Hashem or a big name of Hashem, but I can't do either one, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu forces me. That's the two types of muzzles. That's the two types of names of Hashem. That's the Gdola or Katana. That's the Gra on the Pasuk of Lo'ucha Lavar Es Pi Hashem. He says, V'hashi Yivu Ara Pasuk Shitchalnu Bo. Hashem, Lo'ucha Lavar Es Pi Hashem Elokai. Ratzalom Hashem, Shem Otz Rachamim Bedin. La'asos Katana, Tahainu Mishem Havaya L'katzer Bo'osios V'lomar Rak Shem Yudkei. O Gdola, Hainu Lo'ar Shem Elokim. Tekshanochi Matchil, Lo'ucha L'gamro L'agdilo. Ki achika vaharesin omdim lesatan lenegdi. Umachrich mosi pam laharich upam lakatzer haina lahaktin ulahagdil. That's on the pasakir of Mo'ekov Lokabo Kel. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara. So what does the word noke mean? It has to be cursing God. It can't mean puncturing the name of God. By the way, the other point to mention is that there are many different shilas that come up regarding this Isra of Ibata Meshamam. Just one just that came up on Shabbos on yesterday, just to mention. I don't think I've mentioned this before because I just saw it yesterday. Somebody goes to a store and they get home and they look at the change that they got from the store, and on their 200 shekel bill is written Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, with Shem Hashem Bimilua. Somebody wanted to remember that all money comes from Hashem, so he wrote this on the bill. But this guy now is like, am I allowed to use this? What's wrong with using it? A, it might be like a zilzel. B, over time, the name might get rubbed out. And if I keep it in circulation, it might get rubbed out. So am I allowed to use this, or do I have to put it in Geniza? That's the Shaila. So he came to Rav Zilberstein in Vaharevna on Pashas Kisavo. So he says, number one, Kilo tov asa ha'adam shekasav al shtar safatak shema Yisrael. Afilum kavan asos ha'isul shem shemayim. You don't do this. It's not the same as in God we trust, right? Which doesn't have full status of Shem Hashem. Post can talk about what is the name God, G-O-D, G-D-A, you let it write God. The Shach talks about in Yoredeya that you can. But what does one do now? So as often, Rav Zilberstein first writes a suggestion, which is probably not so lamaisa, and then he says what you should do. He says, well, Baal Ashtar, you could go to a central bank and show them the shtar and say, I'm going to rip out this part and bury it. Could you give me another 200 shekel shtar? Right, so that would be the best thing. V'yevakesh behem rishus lachtoch ez ha-pasak ulugonzo v'tachtov yanpiku lo shtar chadash ha-matayim shekel. But just in case that's not going to work, because you're probably not going to go to the treasury where they are printing money. And if not, you have to bury it. You have to bury it. It's Geniza. Shem Hashem. And remember, by doing this, you'll fulfill the mitzvah, Hashem, of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. Shem Elokecha Tira. V'gam Adam Zeh Sheyigdos Es Matayim Shekel Mishash Bechik Es Hashem Yikayim Es Mitzvah Hashem Shel Yiras Hashem. How often do we get to fulfill that mitzvah? Hopefully not too often in terms of this type of context. Again, I once was talking to a teacher from about this type of shaila, and they said they were once in a school where somehow the name of Hashem got written on the blackboard in the olden days when there was chalkboards, right? And so you leave it there. If you don't erase it, it can stay for a while. That's still a problem. So they said they were in a small town in outside of the main cities in America, and they said they took the blackboard off and they buried it in the backyard. They said it was a huge... nobody in the school is going to forget that day. Nobody's going. They had Shem Hashem there. You had Shem Hashem written on there. What can you do? So that was right. Vibata Meshamam and Amakomahu. That's why they wanted to be wary of this Isser. But again, many more shilas we've discussed in the past. The Tefillin Shila, somebody allowed to bring their tefillin into the hospital if they have a contagious illness and they know the tefillin's going to have to be burned. Big Shiloh or Moshe, and based on the sugya of short-term, long-term that we've discussed. Either way, but that is important Shiloh. A computer screen, right? So that already might not be real ksav, right? Real ksav. You know, it's, but again, if something's written, even pencil or chalk. Okay. Weiter. Says the Gemara. Sing. So what, but maybe it means the following. Ema pirushe shmeyu. Pirushe ba'osiyosav upirusheha. What does that mean? Explaining the name and delving into it. It's commentary. Not 100% clear. The Rishonim wonder, what does Rashi mean? Is Rashi just saying, explicating the name? What's called later on, we're going to have this later on at the beginning of Chelek on Daf Tzadi. Ha-hoge Hashem ba'osi Yosav. Does that mean pronouncing God's name? Yudke Vavke saying it like some people out there, Rahman al-Islam, say it. Pronouncing the name Yudke Vavke, as was said in the Beis HaMikdash. Is that what Rashi means? Sounds like Rashi is adding something. Upirusheha. Something about explicating and delving into the name in an inappropriate way. Yeah, we'll get to Hoge Hashem Ba'osi Yosav when it's not allowed to pronounce the name, you know, of God, right? That's what we even said that Rav Avadia has a tshuva relating to the paragraph in Karbanos. Abaya have misader seder ha-ma'aracha. He says some change it to misader haya abaya, right? Not abaya have, because at the end of abaya, if you say that quickly, abaya have. So the end of abaya, you put that yud with the next word of kevavke, kind of sounds like Shem Hashem. So Sabra Vadya talks about it in a tshuva, should you switch the verb with the word abaya? So Bezra will have to get to that later on. Ha-hoge es Hashem. But Rashi seems to be talking about something else. The Ran and others seem to say some type of explaining and delving into God's name in an inappropriate way. Maybe that's what it means. No cave. Dichsiv, v'ikach Moshe v'Aaron es ha-nashem el asher nikvu b'shemos. V'yazharte me'acha. And the asara, the lo sasi, is Hashem lokech atira. Answer, chada to be in a shame b'shem b'leka. No, remember as we said before, no cave has shame b'shem. And that wouldn't apply with this suggestion. V'od, havi le'azharas asay. And even if you want to say that's true, where's the azhara? It's an asay. As Hashem l'kech atira, v'azharas asay, lo shmi azhara. And an azhara has to be a los asay. Can't mean an asay. And therefore, this is what it has to mean. V'bayasema, or another way, amar krav v'yikov, and then it says v'yikalel. Lameimra de no cave klalahi. No, we know no cave means klala, and that's the isser of Megadev. Vidil ma davish ravayu. Maybe not. Maybe no cave is something else other than klala. Lo sagadaita. Tchsiv hotseyasa makalel. Veloksiv hotseyasa no cave. Veha makalel. Shma mina chadahi. Okay, so the maskana, no kif shem Hashem, is the Megadev, and that is the Isser. It's clear from the Gemara here, and the Gemara said it more than once, twice, three times, that there's never a punishment unless there is an azhara. Lo anash ele imkein his here. The Sefer Achinuch has an important comment about that. In Mitzvah Samach Tes, on our Pasuk, Elohim lo sekalel. The Sefer Achinuch says in Mitzvah Samach Tes, if there is just an onesh in the Torah, one might, could understand that as a result, not as a punishment. Right, just like the Sefer Achinuch says, if I borrow money from you, I owe you the money. Did I do anything wrong? No. Just the result of borrowing money is the fact that I have to pay back. Right? So therefore, says the Chinuch, just seeing an onesh in the Torah doesn't mean that there's an aveira to do that. Right? If I damage you, I have to pay. Right? If I borrow from you, I have to pay. But who says there's an aveira involved? That's why lo anash ela imkein his here. An onesh, to be called an onesh, has to be a lo saseh. Says the chinuch, samach tes, on our pasuk of the isser of Elohim lo sakalel. Lo yaspik lanu azhara sa onesh b'mitzvah mi b'li azhara. Why? V'ha'inyanu mipnei kein. Shem lo tavo b'davar minias hakel. Ela she yomar ose davar ploni ye anish b'kach. If the Torah just says, if you do A, you're going to get B, ha'yeba mashma, shehe reshus b'yakala rotza l'kabala onesh. V'lo yachush l'tzaro lavar la mitzvah. You want to get punished? Fine. V'lo yavo bazeh keneged chifetz Hashem u'mitzvaso. V'yachzer dvar ha-mitzvah kein mekach u'memkar. It's like a mekach u'memkar. And therefore, says the chinuch, olanish elem kein hizeh. The minchas chinuch, we'll talk about this by Hashem a little bit, Shabbos Shuva. The minchas chinuch has an amazing suggestion in one place where he says, kovesh nevuaso. It's not clear what the isser of a navi not giving over his nevuah is. It could just be just a result. If a Navi doesn't want to give over his Nevuah, so then He won't give his nivu and he'll get punished for it. But there's no aveira, and if there's a good reason he doesn't want to give it over, he won't give it over. But it's not clear that that's an aveira, says the Minchas Chinuch in one place by the Isser of Kovish Devoso, but Hashem will get back to that. But that's the yesod of the Chinuch here in mitzvah Samach Tes. Okay, we continue now. Says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan. Tanur Rabbanan, six lines up from the where they get wide. Tanur Rabbanan, Ish, Vatam Alomar, Ish, L'Rabos, Esa'ov Dikochavim, Shemuthar Nabuchas Hashem Ki Yisrael. What is Ish, the double Lashon, to include non-Jews? Right? Every person in the world is Mechuyav, and is usher to curse God. Ve'eino neherog in elabasayef, but all b'nei Noach are killed with sayef, even though there are, for a Jew, it is skila. Shkol mitzvah ha'muras b'nei Noach eino elabasayef. Period. Says the Gemara of Hamehacha Nafka, is this really true? Now we get into the sugyas, the main sugyas and shas of the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, right here. Is it really true that the source for Megadev is Ish? But Mehachatam Nafka, don't you know it from the zoo? I'm sorry, Hashem, zoo Birchas Hashem. The word Hashem, we'll get to the whole Pasuk of Hashem a little bit later. Zoo Birchas Hashem, it's a Pasuk in Bereishis. Amar Yisrael Nafka, lo nitzrocha el ala rabusa ha-kinuyin. Oh, the extra makar includes the kinuyin, not just the Shem Hashem, but all the kinuyin, the associated names of Hashem. The Aliba Rabbi Meir. The Tanya, as Rabbi Meir says in the following brisa, Ish Ish Ki Kalel Olkav V'Nasachet O. A man who curses his God and carries his sin. Matam Alomar V'Alokvar Neamar V'Nokev Shem Hashem Os Yumas. It already says it. Lafisha Neamar V'Nokev Shem Os Yumas Yachalo Yechayev Ela Al Shem HaMiyuchad Bilvad. You might think that you only chayev on the Shem Miyuchad. Minan the Rabbis Kol HaKinuyin. How do you know? You include all the Kinuyim. And this is where Rashi says, this doesn't mean like the word Kinuyu was used on top. Yake Yosi as Yosi. This is real Kinoi, right? Another name of Hashem. Tamalomar Ishki Kalel Alokav Mikol Makom. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, included in the Isser Daraisa with Misa of Megadev are the Kinuyim. That's how you have both Psukim. Vachachamim Omrim, no. Al Shem HaMeyuchad B'Misa. V'al HaKinuyim V'Azhara. Right? They're included in the Isser Daraisa, but there's no Misa. Misa is only by the Shem HaMeforash. So that extra pasuk is telling us Rabbi Meir Shita. Says the Gemara, Upliga, and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka argues on the following. Upliga the Rabbi Maisha, Dabar Rabbi Maisha, Ben Noach Shavircha as Hashem Bekinuyim, L'Rabbanan Chayiv. Or even according to Rabbanan, you're Chayiv, not just according to Rabbi Meir. My Taima, Da'amar Kra, Kager, Ka'ezrach. Ger ve'ezrach hu de'be'ina benach vo'shem, Aval ovi kochavim, Afilu Bekinuy. Right, Ger ve'ezrach has to have Shem Hashem, ovi kochavim is even Bekinuy. Which is interesting that there'll be a more chamor onesh for a ben Noach than for a Jew. What does each one do with the other one's makar? Rabbi Meir, hi, kager kezrach by avid lei, ger vezrach beskila, avid obikochavim besayif. The different punishments. Sakada the chamina hol v'israbu israbu. You might think once ben Noach are included, they're included just like a Jew, and they will get skila and not just sayif. Kamash v'lam, we don't go that far. They're included, but it's still a different din. Rabbi Yisrael Nafka, alimid rabbanan. Hi, kager kezrach my avilei. Rabbi Yisrael Nafka, who said this is only according to Rabbi Meir that you include. What does the rabbanan do with that pasuk? Ger ve'ezrachu de be'inon shem b'shem. Avlo v'kachavim lo be'inon shem b'shem. Alluding to what we started off with, the brisa. Right? A ben Noach does not need. Ish ish lamali. Dibra Torah kalashon b'nei Adam. Good. Now let's get into the main sugya right here. Tanu rabbanan. Sheva mitzvos estavo b'nei Noach. There are Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, Dinin, Uberchas Hashem, Avodazara, Gili Araya, Shvichas Damim, Gezel, the Ever Menachai. The easy way to remember that is Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet and the Big Three. The Big Three, as we know, Avodazara, Gili Araya, Shvichas Damim, Aleph, Ever Menachai, Beis Berchas Hashem, Gimel, Gezel, Dalet, Dinin. Right, the easy way to remember what we paskin are the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, even though there will be a machlokes soon. The Gemara in Maseches Chulin says there are 30 Mitzvos B'nei Noach. That's a simple stira, right? Chulin Sadi Beis. What does that mean? How could there be 30 and how could there be 7? So there are various different suggestions given. The Sefer HaChinuch does not relate to this specific stira, but you can't learn about Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach without knowing the Chinuch and others. It's an obvious point, but the Chinuch says it clearly and forcefully in Parshas Vayeschanan and Mitzvah Tav Tezayin. The seven mitzvos b'nei Noach are not sheva mitzvos b'nei Noach. They are seven categories of mitzvos b'nei Noach. They're not actions. And he says this in the context of lo sisave, of not coveting. Says the chinuch, non-Jews, b'nei Noach, are also included in the Isra of lo sisave. What do you mean? It's not one of the sheva mitzvos. This whole daf is not going to discuss lo sisave. So how are they included? It's included in gezel. It's an anaf of gezel. What do you mean gezel? Gezel is gezel. So that's what the chinuch says, v'al tit'e b'ni. There are many pratim. Kamosha iser arayos. Nechshav lamadera klala mitzvah achas. V'yishba pratim. Iser aim. Iser achos b'na'aim. Iser eshes ish. Iser eshes av. Mishkav zachar. Behema. Those are all usser, but they're all included in arayos. Avodah zarah. There are many. Gezel. There are many. Hashem gave us separate mitzvos for each one of them. That's Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakos, says Yisrael, L'Ficha Acher Balen Torah Mitzvos. He wanted to give us separate mitzvos for each and every one. But many of these, B'nai Noach, are included in also. So if he doesn't say, but maybe if you add it up, you get 30. And that's where it all comes from. The Torah Tamima has also a very creative suggestion. We're going to mention later, but I'll mention it outside now. I'll read it now too. Anyway, it doesn't matter. There is a machlokas, what dinim is. What is dinim? Setting up a court system. So the Rambam says in Hilchos Malachim, dinim is setting up a court system to judge the Bnei Noach on the other six mitzvos. A more limited view of sheva mitzvos of what dinim is. And the Ramban says no. The Ramban of Parshas Vayishlach in the context of Shechem, that's where this comes up. The Ramban says no. Dinim means setting up a court system to have a functioning, workable society, including the laws of Geneva, Ona'a, Oshek, Scharsachir, Shomrim, Onis, Befate, Avos Nezikin, Chovel, Bechaveiro, Malve, Velove, Mekach, Umemkar. The Ramban says, setting up a court system to have a functioning society. Says the Torah Tamima in Bracious, right? Maybe if you take the Sheva Mitzvahs Be'Noach, six, without Dinim. And according to the Ramban, there's Dinim. What's Dinim? Beginning of Baba Kama, we know, on Dav Dalid, Rabbi Chia says there are 24 Avos Nezikin. And those 24 include all of the societal dinim. So you have 24, that's dinim, plus the 6 that are left over besides dinim, that makes 30. That's his suggestion in Perek Beis, Os Lamites, how you get Tzevach HaShov, Sheish Mitzvos, Vesrim V'Arba, that's how you would get 30. But again, there are many other suggestions as well. Lamaisa, they are categories and not specific actions. Good, so those are the 7. Continue. Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel Omer, Afal Adam Minachai, not only Aver Minachai, but also Dam Minachai, blood from a live animal. Rabbi, and we think of Aver Minachai as something that is so foreign to us. But I once saw that it was a very common occurrence. In the days of old, thousands of years ago, there was no refrigeration. Let's say you have an animal, and if you shech the animal, you kill the animal, then all the meat's going to go bad very soon. It's going to go very soon. So what did they do? They used to cut off limbs of animals. It was terrible, it was painful, but at least the animal would survive and still live, and they'd be able to have a piece of meat, and it would still stay fresh. And they found in caves, I remember talking to one Rav once, he showed me these pictures, archaeological caves from thousands of years ago, of pictures of animals without certain limbs, because that's what animals, sometimes they look like. And that, this goes back to that. Eiver Minachai, we don't do that. Maybe that's one of the sources of Sar Bala Chaim, right, which we've discussed in the past. But also Dam Minachai, that's what Rabbi Chananya says here. Rabbi Chidka Omer, he doesn't just say you have to have 4 meals on Shabbos, he says other halachas in Shas. Rabbi Chidka Omer, Af Alasirus, the Isra of castration also applies to B'nai Noach. Rabbi Shimon, which also was very lamaisa, according to him, so often somebody wants to buy a dog, so they take one that is, give it to a Ben Noach, they sell it to a Ben Noach, and it's, according to this day, it doesn't help. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afala Kishuf, also Kishuf, Machashef, that is also type of magic, the Yisurt Usser magic, using powers. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol Omer Parshas Kishuf, Ben Noach Wutzer Olav. Anything related to Kishuf. We know there are many Isurim related to Kishuf. For example, Lo Yimatzi Becha, Ma'avir, Bno Bito Ba'esh, Kosem, Kesamim, Ma'one, Menachesh, Mechashiv, Chover, Chaver, Shoel O, V'yitoni, V'doresh Alamesim. Each one of these is a separate Issa Daraisa. We discussed this in Mitzvah Shirim. They're in the archives. Each one, what's Ov, what's Yitoni. They're all using the dark side forces to affect my behavior, to using luck. So all of these are included, says Rabbi Yossi. Hashem's going to drive out the other nations because they were involved in this. So obviously, it was wrong. And therefore, these are all usser. The Meiri says here that the other day I would hold that all of these are connected to Avodah Zarah. Not that these are usser per se, but they're all connected to Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Lazar Omer Af Al Kilayim. Another day out. Kilayim is included. Not all Kilayim. We know there are five Yisurim in Kilayim. But Mutar B'nei Noach, Lilbosh Kilayim, V'Lizroch Kilayim. They're allowed to wear Shatnez. And plant, Zoreya, V'Nasur and Ella, the animal ones. Barbas Behema, Ubarbas Elon, grafting. Grafting trees and mixed breeding animals. Those are the two Yisurim of Kilayim that the non-Jews are included in. Maybe it's related to what the Ramban said in Kedoshim, because this relates to, Kilayim relates to playing God, right? And I think Hashem left out some things, so I'm going to try to create more species. So that type of, wearing shatnez doesn't reflect that. But creating, so that's what the Ramban talks about. That's what the Rav Yashiv used the Ramban in the cloning sugya, right? To say that that's a problem of creation. So that's why it applies to the Bnei Noach, says Rav Elazar, because it also has to do with related to Avodah Zarah somewhat. I saw an interesting question in the Chashukei Chemed here on the Daf. The Rachmana Litzlan. There was a boy who was kidnapped. Who disappeared. Nobody knew what happened to the boy, and it was years. And after 2 years, the mother couldn't take it anymore. The mother goes to a mechashefa, someone who could tell the future, whatever. And she used her dark side, whatever, chulu v'chulu, and to say where the child is. Where the child is it? And she did v'yadu'alo kihu me'umatz, adopted by some other family somewhere else. Doesn't say any other details in the case. The wife told the husband. The husband also was terrible. She said, "How do you violate the Isser of Torah?" Panis l'machashefim, and the woman was upset. They don't know what to do. And Atola Acher Hamais. The question is, can they use the information, even if the Isser was violated? So can use the information. So number one, it doesn't relate to it. If there's a bikuach nefesh issue, there's nothing to talk about. Right? You could violate the Isser of Kisha for Bikuach Nefesh. So, if there was a reason, he doesn't talk about that context, but if it was Bikuach Nefesh, you do it! Right? If the child might be in danger, which most often is, if there's a situation like this, you do anything you can, right, to figure out where the child was. And he says at the end, he says even separate from that, we don't find, he said he asked his father-in-law, well, Yashiv, we don't find anywhere that there's an Isser Hana'a by Kishuf. There's an Isser Hana'a from Maisa Shabbos. There's no an Isser Hana'a when it comes to Kishuf. Right, the only chash is that, you know, this will be helping and being mechazik yada mechashvim, because they'll know that you use their information. He says, but this wasn't a public thing. They don't know that you're going to use it. Right, there's many different other issues involved. See, he says here he does not think that it would be a problem to use, even when, not in a pikuach nefesh situation, to use the information. Okay, minonimili vayter. Amar Rabbi Yochanan d'Amar Kra. How do I know what's the source for Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach? So this is the main source. Rabbi Yochanan says to Amar Kra, "Vayitzav Hashem Elokim ala Adam Lemar Mikol Itzagan Achol Tochel." That's the pasuk, and we learn from each word. Vayitzav Elu Adinim V'Cheinu Omer Ki Yedatev Lamanu Sheitzav Es Banav Es Beis Oachra V'Gomer. In the end of the pasuk, right? Lasu Stako Mishpat, to create the society. Hashem Zuber Chaz Hashem V'Cheinu Omer V'Elokim Shem Hashem Osiyumas Elokim Zovaris Kochavim. V'cheinu omer lo yelacha lohim achirim. Al ha'adam zu shvichas damim. V'cheinu omer shofech dam ha'adam v'gomer. Leymar zegili arayas. V'cheinu omer, the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Leymar hein yishalach eshes eshto, v'alcha me'ito v'aysal l'shacher. Mikol eitz agan v'lo gezel. You could eat from here, but not from gezel. Achol tochel v'lo eber menachai. So that is the source based on that pasuk. The Kuzari says in Chela Gimel, Simenai and Gimel, this is obviously not a bona fide source makar, right? It's a hint. Adam, right, understood this from this pasuk, right? No, says Ma Rav Hamerchak Bein Inyanim Elu Uvein Pasuk Hazeh. Says the Kuzari in Gimel Ayin Gimel. Ein Zos Kiim Kabbalah Haya BeYadam Inyan Sheva Mitzvos Elu V'Samchu El Pasuk Hazeh Derech Siman Leman Hakel Bazeh Al Zechiras HaMitzvos. Right, this gets into the sugya of asmachta. Asmachta, did we learn that from the psukim, or that we don't, we know it, then we put it back into the psukim. V'yitachein, ki beferish ha-psukim, shimshu etzlam shnei ha-afanim ke'achad. Anu ein lanu kiim l'smoch al kabalasam. Hol v'huvru lanu chachmasam v'chasidusam. V'shtadlusam haraba. V'birur ha-emes. V'heyosam hamon rav. Asher lo titachet eslam arma muskemes. We know they have infinite wisdom. Ein lanu efo lachshod v'divrehem. Yesh lanu lachshod b'havana seinu. What they said is perfect. If we don't understand something, that's the only thing we have to be worried about. V'chein anu noagim b'chol divrei Torah she'ena muvanim lanu. Es kotzer ha-asaga b'hem. Anu miachzim ach v'rak la'atzmeinu. When we don't understand something, we can't say, this doesn't make sense, right? Or this is, no, we don't understand it, right? We also have to make sure our children understand that. When our children say, this doesn't make sense, we should try to correct the kids. No, we don't understand it. It makes sense. We just have to figure out what it means. So the Kuzari says here, they have the Misora, that this pasuk connects from that, even though obviously it's not the Pshuto Shel Mikra. Ki az Rav Yitzchak Tani Efka, Rav Yitzchak has differently mudim. Ifchaz vayitzav zuavodes kochavim Elohim zudinim Bishma Elohim zudinim dechsev anikra balabayis Elohim Elohim Elo vayitzav zuavodesar my mashma Rav Chizda Rav Yisrael Rav Dimi. We have two days where the word tzav kimina vodesara Chad amur saru maher menaderach asher tzivisim asu lohem vegomer v'chad amar ashuk Ephraim ratutz mishpat ki hoel halach acharei tzav. Right, you see the word tzav in both. May binayu. What if a Ben Noach made an Avodah Zarah but did not use it? According to the first pasuk, it says Asu Lahem, right? So even Mishas Asiyah would be Asur. Only after it is worshipped. Only after it is worshipped. So these are the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. As we know, Avram and Achai was added on only afterwards. Adam got the first six. Avram and Achai afterwards, because Adam did not eat meat, right? Adam, according to most Rishonim, not only if it died itself, he didn't eat meat. That's how the Abu Draham in Hilchos Brachos says that, is on page Shin Lamed in the regular Abu Draham, that we make a shahakol on behemos, even on meat and chicken, even though most things we say borei. Borei, my name is Zonas, borei. Why shahakol? Because originally animals were not nivra to be eaten. And that's why we can't say borei by animals. And even though now animals are to be eaten, but still we can't use the word borei there because the ikker was not originally for that purpose, which is a huge topic as well in terms of vegetarianism, v'chulu, but not for now. Amar Rava, umi kalamanda amar akam shadav adazara v'lo shtach v'lo chayiv. Is there any havamina like that? If a non-Jew makes an idol and doesn't worship it, he's going to be chayiv atanya. Anything that a Jew is warned about, a Ben Noach is warned about. Ain bezin sheyisrael mamisin aleihen, ain Ben Noach muzer aleihen. Right, but if a non-Jew, if a Jew is not warned, does not chay misa for it, a Ben Noach is not. Lemutei mai, what is that excluding? Lav lemutei akim shasav adazar v'lo shtachvila. Isn't it excluding our case? Right, that you're either not chayiv. So Amar Papa, lo, limute gifuf v'nishuk. No, it's excluding a case of hugging and kissing. Hugging and kissing an animal, that's an animal, the Avodah Zarah. That's what it's excluding. Says the Gemara, what's the case? Gifuf v'nishuk demai. Ile mekadarka, is it a case where an idol is normally worshipped through hugging and kissing it? Bar k'talahu, then that's full Avodah Zarah. That would be chayim misa. El mudishalo kadarka. It must be an idol which is not normally worshipped in this way, so that a Jew is not going to be chay misa on, and a non-Jew is not mitzuve. And again, that's something that's going to come up later on in the Masechta. Kedarka and Shalo Kedarka by Avodah Zarah. Period. Dinin, says the Gemara, let's get to Dinin. B'nei Noach Yevkid. B'nei Noach had Dinin v'atanya. But didn't we learn? Again, famous Chazal, quoted in Rashi. Eser mitzvos disavu Yisrael b'mara. We received 10 mitzvos in Mara. Sheva shekiv olayim b'nei Noach. 7 we had already. Vosifu olayim dinim. That's added on. Vishabis v'kibud avayim. Right? So, you see, dinim d'chsiv sham sam lo chok u'mishpat. Shabbos v'kibud avayim d'chsiv kashut tziv Hashem lokecha. It says in the Aseres Adibros, like Hashem already commanded you. So obviously we have these two already. V'yamar v'yudah kacher tzivcha b'mara. Question marks. You see, dinim is not included. Again, a big topic, which we can't get into now. What are defining about these mitzvos that we needed to get in Mara? Hashem couldn't wait another couple weeks
to Maimon Har Sinai, we had to get these. Right, Dinim, Shabbos, Kibbutz Ava'im, right, Kibbutz Ava'im, that's probably the most unusual one, right, Dafka at that time. We've spoken about that. Rav Nachman, but either way, Amar Nachman, Ravua, Lo Nitzrucha Ela, you're right, we had Dinim, but we got certain details of Dinim there. Ela La'eda, the Eda Masra. You need 23, you need witnesses, you need Asra. Ihochi, Mai, Vahosipo, Lam Dinim. But still, they had Dinim already, so what you add on a detail? We still had dinim. Se'ela marava lo nitzrucha el dinim knasas. That's what was added on. Akati vosifu bidinim iboile. But still, we had dinim. Ela amaravacha bar Yaakov lo nitzrucha ela lahoshiv bezdin b'chol plach v'plach b'chol ir v'ir. We had dinim, but we didn't know how many bate dinim that we would have to appoint, and that's what was given in Mara, and that's a new element. That's a new element. That's not just within dinim, but that's a defining element. That's how it could be called Hosifu. Says the Gemara, really? We didn't have this yet? V'abeneinoch lo ifkid? V'atanya, we learned in the Tosefta. K'shem shirastav v'yisrael bat edinim v'chol plach v'plach v'chol ir... I'm sorry, I skipped a line. K'shem shirastav v'yisrael lo-hoshiv bat edinim v'chol plach v'plach v'chol ir v'ir. K'ach nistav v'abeneinoch lo-hoshiv bat edinim v'chol plach v'chol ir v'ir. So question mark. So we already had dinim, l'maisa. So back to the question. How could we get 10 in Mara? Dinim being one of the extra ones, if you already had 7. Selam Arava, Haitana Tana Deve Menashehu. This Tana that Dinim was not included originally must be Tana Deve Menashe, to Mafik Dach, to Ayel Sach. They take out Dinim and Birchas Hashem, and they put in Sirus and the Chaf, which is Kishuf. Right? So they put in those two, and that's why Dinim was not. Kilayim, sorry, Kilayim. And Dinim was not included. Tanya de Menashe, Shev Mitzvah Zavar B'nei Noach, Avodah Zorah, Gedei Reish, V'chastam, Im Gez, Al Eber B'nachai, Sirus, V'Kilayim. So, they didn't have Dinim, according to that counting. Period. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Adam Marisha, Nestava, Ela, Avodah Zorah, Bil. You know what? Let's stop with Rabbi Yehuda. It's something new. Again, there's a lot here that we didn't get to discuss. The Maariv Chayis here discusses a couple of points. Number one, you see from here that Kibbutz Ava'im is one mitzvah, not two mitzvos. Right, which is a discussion in the Rishonim. Kibbutz Av and Kibbutz Aim. It's clear from here that it's only one. It's counted as one in the adding on. Also, he talks about his topic that he mentioned a number of times about Nitna Torah v'Hischat Shehalacha. Right? Why mitzvahs had to be repeated at Har Sinai if they were already given earlier, based on the Rambam in Chulin and Daf Kuf, that mitzvahs had to be reinstated at Maimon Har Sinai because that is the source of our halachic Mesorah. There's a lot more. Just to mention, finish with the Bnei Yisachar. Bnei Yisachar says there are only two psukim in the Torah that start with a samach. Two psukim in the Torah start with a samach. One is quoted right here. We had Saru Maher Menaderach Hasher Tzivisim. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Your people have sinned. Saru Maher, the Egel, and the other pasuk quoted. The other pasuk is Slach Na Lavon Mazeh. So what's the point? A lot of times we feel like sin. We're in a samach is a circle. Right, so it's like a cycle. Sometimes when it comes to Saru Maher, we feel like we've sinned that we can't get out. We're in a cycle and we can't. It's infinite. Sin is infinite. Says the Bnei Yisachar, no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Slicha Mechila is also infinite. And therefore, we should never think that Saru Maher is forever. Slach Na Lavon HaMazeh Godach Hastecha, that's also infinite. Right? It's based on this pasuk over here. Okay, we'll have to start, Be'el Hashem, with Rabbi Yehuda Omer as we continue talking about the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach.